This is Knox Manning in Hollywood, taking you on another brief journey behind the scenes. Once again, we draw the curtain to watch a fragment of forgotten drama, a story of people and places hidden in the background of destiny. Today, we shall meet a man who started a fortune because of the California gold rush, though he never found an ounce of the precious yellow metal. But first, a word from your announcer. Fine words and truly spoken. Now, step with me behind the scenes to a little gold mining town in California. It's during the famous days of 49. The streets are crowded with men and women who've journeyed far to seek their fortunes in the search for the glittering metal. Down the single, narrow, dust-laden street, we see a grizzled old prospector leading two mules. One of the beasts is loaded with tools and supplies. The second one is not loaded now, but he soon will be, for as we watch, we see the miner tie the mules to a hitch rack and enter a small shop. Hello, Phil. Got another one of them sluices ready for me today. I got Jeremiah tied out front. I can load it on his lazy carcass and get back out to the diggings before dark. The young man turned from his work of nailing a leg to one of his new sluices. Morning, Mr. Clark. Didn't expect you back into town so soon. What happened to the sluice I sold you last week? The old man chuckled and stroked his matted beard. Sold it to another miner. Made a good profit on it, too. The two men loaded the wooden sluice box in the back of the little mule and secured it well. The miner handed the young man a sizable gold nugget. He was thoughtful as he handed over the bit of ore. Son, you was real smart setting yourself up in business building sluices for the miners. At least you know you'll have something to look at when your day's work is over. Building sluices was plain labor and without excitement, chance, or glamour, but it was a steady, honest living. A $5 gold piece in the pocket was better than $50 worth of gold dust somewhere in the diggings. Phil was a strong and willing worker, so he built a great many sluices. His handiwork was so much in demand that he had to work day and night. As work progressed, he began to take contracts to build sluices, and any miner that couldn't make a strike in the fields could always get a job at the little shop. 5 years after he'd built his first sluice, Phil decided to take his small fortune and return home. For there was a sweet girl back in New York that had promised to wait for him. Back across the country he went, his heart singing at the thoughts of his happy homecoming. But his arrival back in Stockbridge wasn't as he'd expected. His sweetheart had married another. He couldn't blame her much. 5 years is a long time to wait, and mail was so hard to get and so irregular. He turned back toward California, determined to forget. But before the conclusion of our story, a word from your announcer. On the way back to California, he stopped and rested a few days in the city of Milwaukee. It was a growing, prosperous city, the gateway to the West. It was on the road to the wealthy gold and silver fields of the Pacific Coast. Men, thousands of them, some with high hopes and others returning with plenty of California gold, halted there on their cross-continental journeys. Here was a logical spot to stake his small fortune in trade. Opportunity offered itself, and he met another man who would be a good partner. The two men opened a small store that handled smoked and pickled meats. They sold their stock to the caravans of travelers bound through the city. The business grew thanks to the guiding hand and foresight of the young men. Later, the business was extended to other cities, and the men began buying and packing their own product under the name of the founder of the company, Philip Danforth Armour. This is Knox Manning inviting you to join me again Monday at this time for another journey into that dim half-light where chance and destiny lift men out from behind the scenes. This is a Hamilton Whitney radio production, transcribed in Hollywood.